Bye. Let's kick off where we had left off yesterday. Yesterday we had the conversation that was called accounting. Beautiful. Yesterday we left off showing that there is a fundamental difference in presentation of approach of Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. There is the approach of the Beis Yosef in submission of Chavtes to say that Rabbeinu Tam also agrees that Das is critical, or the other approach. Or the other approach is to say that Rabbeinu Tam does not take into account at all Das, and the Ramah presented Rabbeinu Tam in that way from the Mordechai. So let's get this on the board. Thank you very, very much. Let's get this on the board. Rabbeinu Tam versus the Rash. Perfect timing, I should go. Got to figure out which one works. So we have our
But in the meantime, we'll figure out which one works. This one works.
Thank you very much. So we have the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and we're going to have two positions, Bidas Rabbeinu Tam.
Got it, Aaron?
Don't want to knock it down.
We have two positions within Rabbeinu Tam. So we're going to call it Rabbeinu Tam 1, Rabbeinu Tam 2. And Rabbeinu Tam 1, you're going to tell me who Rabbeinu Tam 1 is. You're going to tell me who Rabbeinu Tam 2 is. This is what I would call the purest version of Rabbeinu Tam. And the purest version of Rabbeinu Tam says that Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that Tchilaso Isa V'chule is always Kol Azman is Chayiv B'chala. Rabosai, who's the purest version of Rabbeinu Tam in terms of the poskim? The Marsha, okay, he's not a posig, Marsha, you're right, the Lomdus, we said that. Who's the purest? The Darkei Moshe B'das HaMordechi. So we have the Darkei Moshe from Me'a Mordechi. Then we have the Beis Yosef, who's of the opinion, the Beis Yosef's of the opinion that it's a mixture. What does that mean? Tchiloso Isa Chayiv Bechala Dafka im ein daito lusufkane. Okay? That's the position of the Beis Yosef and Rabbeinu Yonah, according to some. Alright? Now, where's the MS lie? So we thought we're taking stands over here. We're about to walk into something controversial. But we're taking a stand. Michal, stand up. We're taking a stand, and we're saying the following. We're saying that the Sefer HaYashar is mefurish like this. If you look in the Sefer HaYashar, you'll see like the purest version, and it comes out that the Ramah's presentation is very, very accurate. Now, I'd like to show you that the Chazon Ish is a little bit different than what I had said. You guys have the Chazon Ish photocopy?
Yeah.
Please pass me one. The Chazon Ish in Simin Kuf Tzadi Tes. This is again thanks to Rav Shimon Peretz. He pointed out to me this Chazon Ish. In Simin Shin Chof Tes, quotes the Pischei Tshuva, who says, from the Panim Iros. Did anybody look up the Panim Iros? I'm also guilty, but I have more things to do in the day than you do. So, why didn't anybody look up the Panim Iros?
I don't know what it is.
The Gimel guys? Didn't look up the Panim Iros? Okay. Somebody's got to look up the Panim Iros. So, the reason no one looked up the Panim Iros is no one knows how to use a computer. I don't think the library, I looked quickly in the library, it doesn't seem like the library has one. But, so the guys don't know how to use a computer, that's the pshat. Alright, Yardeh Simishin Chavtes, Pischei Tshuva Sifkat and Aleph. He quoted the Panim Iros, V'Pirush Rabbeinu Yonah Lo Mashmim Midi. And we gave a potential explanation of what the Panim Yoras means, but I'm not going to repeat it again because none of us looked it up. I have no idea whether it's right or wrong. It says, what's that? Os Hei Kuf Tzadi Tes Os Hei Dvarim Temuin. So the Chazon Ish says he thinks the Panim Yoras is wrong. Dibur Rabbeinu Yonah Mashma Behedya Dvarim Af L'Das Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Yonah, who differentiates between Das, is speaking even according to Rabbeinu Tam. The Achrei Demasik Rabbeinu Tam, because after Rabbeinu Tam concludes, Dit Chilasa Wisev Sof of Kufkanin Mevarchin Hamotzi Mishum Diyesh Alav Taurisa the Nehama Shuv Ein Raya Demachshavasa Betchila Shalol Lasa Slat Taurisa Nehama Nachum Chayevet. The Iker Raya is Rabbeinu Tam Dit Chilasa Wisev Sof of Kufkanin. Uladas Rabbeinu Tam Gam Sofo Lechem Gomor. Ablas, okay. What the Chazon Ish is saying over here, Mashma, the critical line is even the opening line. Mashma Behedya the Dvarav Af Ladas Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Yonah's Chiluk is going within Rabbeinu Tam. So the Chazon Ish says the Panim Meiros is wrong. The Panim Meiros who says that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Tam is not a purist, he says it's not true. So Chazon Ish says, I don't think that's so. If you read Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say that. So first of all I want to point out is I think, I have a pella on the Chazon Ish, because I think you could read Rabbeinu Yonah one of two possible ways. And we have Rabbeinu Tam in the flesh. We have Rabbeinu Tam Mamish, who says, not like the Chiluk of Rabbeinu Yonah. So it must be, I think, if the Chazon Ish had the Sefer HaYosher of Rabbeinu Tam, he would not have been so strong against the Panim Meiros. Because the Panim Meiros' point is absolutely valid, lahalacha. When I say lahalacha, I mean as correct Havon in Rabbeinu Tam. It's absolutely correct, because at the end of the day, we see that Rabbeinu Tam holds like position number one, the purest position, and not as the Chazon Ish is saying, oh, the Rabbeinu, Yonah is saying that it depends on what your das is. If you look up the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYosher, you see not the way the Chazon Ish is presenting of Rabbeinu Yonah b'das Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? So this, Rabosai, I think is point number one. If you did Chazara on yesterday's material, even if you didn't look up the Panim Meiros, you'd be able to follow. If you didn't, then you won't be able to follow. Okay, now, whether you did Chazara or whether not, now we're going to begin the next, Bezer Hashem, the next part. The next part was built by Mason, which is going to have a very, very important nafkamina. La Alachan is going to propel us in La Suke Shmaitza Liba de Hilchasa as well. Rabosai, let's conclude. Okay, now, before we even go on to Mason's Ha'ara, let us just point out that there are fundamentally three shitas that we're going to be playing with Halacha Lamaisa. There's Rabbeinu Tam, with Rabbeinu Tam A and Rabbeinu Tam B. Okay, now we're leaving Rabbeinu Tam. There's going to be Shita number 2 and Shita number 3. Who is Shita number 2? Who's a classic Shita? You all know this. The Rash. The Rash is the other Shita. I'm not writing it out. We've spent enough time going through the Rash. Rav Tzvika Greenspan pointed out correctly to me that, he asked the Talmud, how much time do you spend in the Rash? And he said a half hour. He says a Rash like this you could spend 3 hours on. Okay. There's only a certain amount of time. But the Rash that we did do inside, you should have read over and know it well. Okay. That's Shita number 2. Everything is dependent on Das. We'll summarize Hakol Tali V'Das. By the way, in Shulchan Aruch, how do we paskin, Rabosa, in Shulchan Aruch? In Hilchas Chala? In Hilchas Chala, like we saw yesterday, you're right. We paskin like the Rash. In Shulchan Aruch, maybe, alright, we're going to have to move over and make a new board, and over here is going to be Shulchan Aruch. But maybe we'll just put it over here right now. Shulchan Aruch Yaradeya, this is going to be important. Shin Chav Gimel, Shin Chav Tes, we paskin like this. Okay? So this gets a big endorsement for Halacha, the Shitas Harash. Now, there, I'm going to show you, and this Mason was really Ma'orer in the question that he asked me, that there's a third sheet over here, which I came out to not notice, and it will actually become very, very critical, Lasuke Shmaitzeli the Hilchasa, but it's very subtle. But this subtle shita is gonna affect things. Usually what happens is, because in Torah we like to compromise, the compromise positions, the ends, are the easiest to explain when you start the sugya. When you start the sugya, you start with the extremes. Is it this? Is it das? Or is it not das at all? And then usually, la halacha, the two positions end up to become mixed together with some type of middle position. So on both sides, what I'm going to call shita number three is Rabbeinu Yonah himself that we haven't done at all in Shir. Take a look in Venira Lamori Harav. In Rabbeinu Yonah. You know what? So that we did everything, the whole Rabbeinu Yonah from the beginning to the end. Let me just read with you the Riyazakein, and we're going to focus on Venirid Moria Rab. The Riyazakein Omar Shekol Dabar Shepotim Nachal Potim Amotzi Shalosh Brachos. The Riyazakein argued that those who tried to differentiate between the Chiyuv Chal and the Chiyuv of Amotzi, as we saw, Vamev and Yavin Rabbeinu Tam had such a Havamina, the Riyazakein throws that out. Veneer. And this is a big, big period. Let's see how those other Gemaras did. Can I pass me those other Gemaras? You know I'm out to get them on these things, so let's see. Where?
Isn't this not its own paragraph? It's on the left side of the top?
Yeah, they blew it. Okay, they should have made big, bold over here, Veneer the Moria Rav. Veneer the Moria Rav. They should have made, if they are already going to break it apart, this is a new, at least according to what Mason taught me, L'chura is a new shita. V'nir l'mori harav, sheyesh l'hamit chila kadovar b'inyin zeh. She'im hoysa b'liloso ava mitchila. V'ache kach richecha oso ayidei mashkin chayiv v'chalo. Kivan shekvar hoysa b'lilo ava b'osa shah, nischayiv v'chalo. She'chiyuv v'chalo tolui b'gilgul. Aval aim of Archon Alof Hamotzi, Shabirkas Hamotzi Tluy Belechem. Vise Kivanchin is battle mitoras lechem, aim of Archon of Hamotzi, Velotim of Brachas. Says the Rabbeinu, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Up until now, what we've been calling Rabbeinu Yonah is not Rabbeinu Yonah. That's number one. Everything we've been doing up until now is Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Now he quotes Moria Rav. Now this Moria Rav is a very interesting shita. He says like this. He says, now Mace, I'm going to answer your question much fuller way after I worked on it a little more. If you have something that has water that was added inside, so then in such a case, he says you'll be chayiv and chal. What does it mean, water inside? Let's be as precise as possible. It started out as a blila ava, and then afterwards you added water. So at the Shas Gilgul, it was chayiv and chalo. The Shas Gilgul, it was chayiv and chalo. And then you added water. So in such a case, then the halacha is, you're still going to be chayiv. However, for terms of bracha, it doesn't have the status of lechem, because you added water inside. Blila raka is not chayiv in hamotzi. So shita number three is the following. Shita number three is like this. Vamev and Yavin might be similar to what the original shita Rabbeinu Tam might be, but we're going to learn it by itself. Rabbeinu Yonah's shita number three. Rabbeinu Yonah, by the way, when I say shita number three, we have four shitas on our board. There might be many, many more. But in terms of being masik shmaitza aliba de hilchasa, these are the primary shitas that we're going to play with. And that is the following. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that, by the way, notice, das not important at all. It's not like the Rash. Das is not critical at all. At the same time, for Chala, there's a split. When it comes to Chala, there's Tzvei Dinim, Aleph and Beis. When it comes to Chala, Gilgul's Mechayev. Very similar, Vamevin Yavin, to Ahavamina Rabbeinu Tam. The Gilgul is Mechayev. However, when it comes to Hamotzi, any change, whether it's Hosafas Mayim, or it could very well be if it loses its Tohar Lechem, Vamevin Yavin less than a Kezayis, and that's why Vamevin Yavin, Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't speak about Tohar Lechem. He talks about it's losing its state as an Isa, Vamevin Yavin. Any type of Hosafas Mayim then changes the Bracha. So, let me do it the other way. Bracha, vis-a-vis Bracha. So then, Hosafas Mayim, or Shinui Le'isa, Vamevin Yavin, he doesn't use the expression Tohar Lechem. Shinui Le'isa changes the Bracha. But Shinui Le'isa is not going to change Halacha of Chala. Good, Rabbo say? So what's a Lamdus? Rabbeinu Yonah himself seems to be going with the original Lamdus, the beautiful Lamdus that we thought Rabbeinu Tam threw out. And that is that Chala and Hamotzi are Tzvei Bazunder Adin in the two different halachas. Then when it comes to halacha of Chala, so then in such a case the Mechayim is a Shasa Gilgul. However, if we're talking about the Bracha, so then in such a case, at any time, it loses its status of Isa, Bracha is going to change. So these are our three shitas, Lulei, Sarascha, Shashuai. These are the three shitas we're going to play with. Are there more shitas? Absolutely. I'm sure you could dig up 10 shitas in terms of how to understand the sugyas. It's really three that are four. We had two pshatim in Rabbeinu Tam when we were ma'arich last time, and what we hold is the emes in Rabbeinu Tam. And we're convinced that the Chazon Ish had the Sefer HaYosha Rabbeinu Tam, the Chazon Ish wouldn't have written what he wrote. Again, that's a theory. I think sometimes the Chazon Ish does. I don't know. But it's black and white in the Sefer HaYosha. Unless Chazon Ish has a radical shita in the history of Torah scholarship, and that is the history of Torah scholarship, and that would be that once Rabbeinu Yonah quotes Rabbeinu Tam one way, then that becomes Das Rabbeinu Tam, even if we find Rabbeinu Tam not saying it that way. But that's very difficult. It's more likely that the Chazon Ish lived in absolute poverty. The Chazon Ish refused to take anything. There are many, many stories about this. The Chazon Ish earned his living from selling his Sfarim. Chazon Ish sold his farm to, and that's how he earned a living. And because he lived in absolute poverty, his wife insisted that he doesn't give away the farm, not to give the farm away, because she said that he wouldn't have anything, kosher anything to eat. So that's how they earned a living. The Chazon Ish's farm originally came out anonymously. That was still when he was in Vilna. Anyhow, so it could very well be that the Chazon Ish didn't even have a Sefer HaYosha Rabbeinu Tam. And there are different tkufas that maybe he had Sfarim on his hands and maybe he didn't have the Sfarim in his hands. They lived in a one-room apartment. When the Chazon Ish became famous, there was a small base medrash next to his one room where they, but that was how they lived. That's probably the pshat. It must be that the Chazon Ish, at the time that he wrote this, didn't have accepted all the Rabbeinu Tams. He knew all the Tosas. So you have Rabbeinu Tam in Pesachim. You have Rabbeinu Tam quoting the Rosh in Hilchos Chal. You have the Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, Hilchos Chal and the Rosh is in the back of Masechus Menachos. For sure the Chazon Ish had all that in the fingertips. But there, none of it indicates that Rabbeinu Tam is such as a purist. There you don't have any Achreach. So it could be he didn't have the Sefer HaYosha. That's my understanding. So now, if that's so, we have the three shitas, which with Rabbeinu Tam, you have the suffix in terms of the halacha and the poskim, and we feel strongly one way what the shita would be. Now we're ready to go to the Tor Beis Yosef. Now, Bezer Hashem, we're ready to begin to be Masik Shmaitz Alib de Hilchasa based on these three shitas. Yes, Avraham.
If we see the disadvantage of the Rabbeinu Yonah, I don't understand how even the Chazon Ish Yisrael Rabbeinu Yonah could say the Rabbeinu Yonah is explaining.
No, what he means is Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah Bedas Rabbeinu Tam. That's what he means. The Chazon Ish, as I understand, again, you go over, break your head. By the way, to read a Chazon Ish is not easy. Read a Chazon Ish and always check up on me. Don't accept it to me just because I said that's what a Chazon Ish. Read it. I always like to say that the Chazon Ish is to modern halacha like the Ramban was like to the world of Rishonim. Whenever you have a great man who did something amazing or revolutionary, usually what happens is that his writings are terse as he begins to blaze that trail. His writings are terse, and his Talmidim spell things out. Ramban is also, the Chazon Ish was to 20th century halacha like the Ramban was to the world of the Rishonim, and reading the Chazon Ish reminds me of reading a Ramban. There's a lot of similarity. So you have to really spend time to figure out what his kavana is at a sof. Okay.
Even though we bring down the new shita in the Rabbeinu Yonah, the fear of Rabbeinu Yonah.
Yeah, this is Rabbeinu Yonah. Clearly, Umori Arab is not the shita Rabbeinu Tam. Clearly, it's not the shita Rabbeinu Tam. Yes, Eitan.
So, according,
by the way, Rabosa, the way things are going, it's not your fault, it's not my fault, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah's fault. We're going to need one more day on this sugya. There's no way. To really, this is a humongous sugya. It's Hilchas Challah. It's Hilchas, and Challah is not easy. So, we're going to need one more day. So, I'd rather not make believe you don't have questions and go too fast. We got to do it. I'd rather take your questions and spend one more day. Yes, Eitan.
So if Rabbeinu Yonah holds that the din of Chal and the din of Brachos are separate,
right,
then why is the Gemara bringing out the idea of Tosos being this idea of Chala and Bracha? Rabbeinu Yonah holds that it doesn't make sense.
Rabbeinu Yonah will say that there is a breakdown if you add water. So which Gemara is going to be Shver now?
The Gemara that we were doing
in the sixth parak.
I know it's far away.
Our Gemara, Lamed
Zayin
Mabez, point to me chapter and verse. By the way, I'm not saying you're wrong. I just want you need to spell everything out.
I mean, before
it
doesn't seem to say anything about
Chala,
but the Tosos does.
Okay. Ah, so I already am Avin Yavin.
Okay.
That is, now you got my Avin Yavin. Okay. Yes, go ahead. We made up a new verb. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
What would it not be between the Talmid Rabbein Yonah and the Rash? They both say that. They both say Das. It was two different shitas.
All right, Rabosai, answer Noah's question. Good question. But it has a legitimate answer. Noah's question is, what's the difference between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rash?
Well,
Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rash?
Yeah.
Ah, that I left you off, that I want you to get back to me, that I don't want to discuss. Okay, said it. That maybe sometime we'll discuss, if there's an answer. I left that as an open question. Yes, Daniel?
How does Rabbeinu Yonah explain Natanelacha?
How does Rabbeinu Yonah explain?
Natanelacha. It's in Tosfos, when he says
Not on the Achlon, which Raya? The Raya from the Michalik HaIso or from Isa's Club? The fact that from a Karban Mincha we see that the Bracha goes hand in hand. What do we see from a Karban Mincha? That the Bracha goes hand in hand with what?
Despite the fact that it's Sufganin against the Moses.
Right. So that's Sufganin. But who says that applies when you add water to it? In other words, maybe Tchlasso Yisuvasov is Sufgan in that way. But if you add water, then the halacha is going to be different.
Yeah, I thought that maybe it's a Shinoi Yisuv, no?
What's that?
We said add water or Shinoi Yisuv.
Lata? With the Rabbeinu Yonah only said if you're adding water. Rabbeinu Yonah only said if you're adding water. Okay, Rabosai now. Let's take a look and see how we paskin the halacha. Let's open up in Simi Kuf Sad Samaches and first see the psak of the tour, and then go on to the Beis Yosef. Says the tour, Kuf Samaches Yud Gimel. Kol Dover Shetlilaso Ava. Afilu Vishlo B'mayim, Otigno B'shemen, Lechem Gomoru, B'chayiv B'chalo. Umavarech alav amotzi. Ubilvad sheyehe batar lechem. If you have something that's kilaso isa v'sofo sufganim, so then in such a case, it's chayiv and chala, and you make amotzi. Then bilaso rako bishlo v'mayim otinko v'shemen, lav lechem ulinyin chala v'amotzi. But if it's a blila raka, so then it's not considered chayiv and chala. Vim ofo v'ilfas, v'lo mashka, l'reishlo kishlo avi lechem, l'rabi yochan avi lechem. Rabosa, I not enough copies of the Tur Beis Yosef. I see there's some students that don't have Tur Beis Yosef. Some people have. Who does not have a Tur Beis Yosef? All right.
In Yerdeo or?
No, in Kuf Samaches. Who does not have Kuf Samaches? All right, so let's stop and make. Is there no photocopies?
Bashim broke.
Bashim broke. Now okay. It's working. All right. Okay, let's take more questions. Could someone go and make photocopies and so that everybody has? There's no, this is not, even though it's Torah Shabbat Peh, the only way that I find that young Talmudim can really, really understand Torah Shabbat Peh is if they see things. What's that? Rabosai, in general, if there's something at Star that doesn't have photocopies before it starts here, let me know, okay? Please let me know beforehand. Yeah, what do you want to ask? So there are questions. Yes, Eitan, go ahead.
So I found a chapter verse.
Yes, go ahead. You want so repeat your question. You can't assume that I remember what your question was.
Okay, so according to Ben Yonah,
yes.
The din of Chal and the din of Hamotzi are separate.
Yes.
So then, why is Rabbi Pia telling us that Lechem Asu Lekuta Pater Bukhawa? Is he trying to tell us that it's not Hamotzi, but we're just told that there are different Ma'amar that told that it's a type of bread. And then we said that if it's done, it's Chayim Bukhawa. Is that so? According to Rabbi Yonah, it's chayim chala. Doesn't that mean that it's hamotzi, right?
Gemara says lechem also the kutach. Depends if it's ka'avim or it's kelimudim. What's your question?
So, according to Rabbi Yonah, it could still be make ka'avim.
Right.
Chayim chala, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it gets hamotzi.
Correct. Exactly. There's no echreya from our Gemara that it gets hamotzi.
So then what does Rabbi Chiya try to show us by telling us about bringing this din of the chala?
Could be the Gemara is bringing a new topic. That's going to be Emir Tzashem when we start the next Gemara about Gufla Ba'alma and what is Kaviyas Suda. That's going to be critical in that Hemshech of the Gemara. That's going to be critical in that. More questions? Yes. By the way, do we have photocopies of the for the halacha? Do we have that? What's that? The Elia Rabba.
Yeah.
Halacha Lemaisa? Okay. Yes.
The tour of the
Very good.
That's me.
Now, what are you pointing out from the tour? That the tour seems to be saying. Why do you say that the tour is saying that there's no connection?
Give me 20 minutes also.
Oh, so who does the Torah seem to be passing it like? Who does the Torah seem to be passing it like? What's that? Okay. It's Hashem. When everybody has it, we'll discuss. It's Hashem. I disagree. It's a good try, Mordecai Yaakov, but I don't think that's what we're going to say. We'll be masculine. Yes. Yes.
Whatever you say that... The Chazanish is saying to the part of heroes, like the Beis Yosef would say, and that's and they're not looking at the Zivri.
Even Rabbeinu Yonah, even Dr. Moshe would say. In other words, the Chazon Ish wants to get away. The Chazon Ish wants to get away from the legitimate halachic position that pasta is chayiv and chalav. So he says, at the end of the day, even Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold pasta is chayiv and chalav. Because the das, what's the sufganin? That's how the Chazon Ish says. And even Rabbeinu Yonah, in his presentation of Rabbeinu Tam, is that way. To which we're responding, that if you look in the pure Sefer HaYashar, it's not that way. So, and that might be, if you find it, that might be the objection of the Panim Meiros. Yes, Noah?
Can you just clarify, when the Rabbeinu Yonah says that you're chayiv and chala, when
does Rabbeinu Yonah hold that you're not chayiv and chala?
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you're not going to be chayiv and chala if it starts out as a blila raka. Only if it starts out as a blila raka. But if it starts out as a blila ava, correct. Yes, Aaron. Basher, to clarify all these things, even though we miss half a shir, but Basher, at least we get the quality. Go ahead. Yes.
In the Darkei Moshe, when it says, when he's explaining that we go that Lakshan, he holds Lakshan or Chayiv because of the Mordechai, but then doesn't he also later on say that the Rabbeinu Yonah would say it's Pater? So he agrees with the Beis Yosef, really, in the sense.
So I was explaining that the Darkei Moshe was saying your presentation of Rabbeinu Tam is not Mufrach at all, according to the Mordechai. However, I found that there is one Rishon that's like you, right? Which the Panim Meiros says, so I don't even think it's Mufrach in Rabbeinu Yonah. To which the Chazon Ish comes along, and ostensibly the Chazon Ish is defending the Ramah. But I'm pointing out that the Ramah clearly didn't have the Sefer HaYashar. He was just playing with different quotes of Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ramah was heading in the right direction. That the MS is not like. So, the MS is not like the way the Beis Yosef presented it. It's a compromised position. The Ramah is. He loves Rabbi Yosef Cairo. He doesn't want it. He wants to limit the difference between the Minigan Svar, Minigan Ashkenaz. So he says, Beis Yosef's approach, you have a Rishon that says it, but I want you to know that there is a Shita like the Mardechi who holds this.
So really, they only disagree in Halacha, but they agree the same way you read the Rabbeinu Yonah.
They agree with how you read Rabbeinu Yonah.
All right, fine, but they just disagree on what the Halacha is.
Correct. And the Panim Meiros disagrees how to read Rabbeinu Yonah.
Fine.
And the Panim Meiros seems to be, and I think it's a legitimate way.
Have you read the Panim Meiros? None of us.
No one looked it up.
How you
That's
spell
what
it?
I'm screaming at you. Pei Nun Yud Mem. That's quoted in the Pesachim Shulah.
I lost that one. Meiros.
I understand. It's a little bit hard to, you know, if you take a look, Avram does a very good job. He puts all the sheets he has, he puts together in his binder. He punches holes in it, and then he puts it together in the binder with the notes. That's the way to do it. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a clarification. Look, we made yesterday. Whether the Rabbeinu Yonah holds like also like the Rabbeinu Tam, or whether he's just being mocked the Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
The thing of Dark Emotion, should we say that the Rabbeinu Yonah also holds like Rabbeinu Tam as well as explaining Rabbeinu Tam?
Does the Dark, by the way, is someone making photocopies in the meantime?
Yeah, that's how I'm
okay,
like.
Good. Yeah, go ahead. That is Rabbeinu Yonah.
It not only is explaining the Rabbeinu Tam, but he is the Rabbeinu Tam. He holds exactly like the Rabbeinu Tam. We said yesterday that
Rabbeinu Yonah holds like Rabbeinu Tam. So that was that, and I clarified today, that was Mason's Ha'ara. That all that is what we call Rabbeinu Yonah as Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. But in the Hemshech, he quotes Moiri Arav, which is Rabbeinu Yonah Mamish. It's not, exactly. That was Mason's point.
So it can never be that Rabbeinu Yonah is Rabbeinu Tam.
Correct.
Even the Rabbeinu Yonah, that's not what he's saying.
Exactly. When he's discussing that, means Talbinei Rabbeinu Yonah. We're going to see that this third sheet is going to get into the poskim. So it's a little confusing. When people say Rabbeinu Yonah, sometimes we use the expression Rabbeinu Yonah, we talk about Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. But in this case, there is Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, and there is Rabbeinu Yonah himself. Yes, Oren?
Is it possible to say that the Sefer HaYashar will be actually...
By the way, I want to just continue on, just to rile things up, so you could fight with the Hagdil Torah Ladira, to fight with the Kolo guys. Therefore, based on our observation, I want to photocopy a few. All right, you have enough photocopies already, right? So, here's Rav Shimon. So Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon did an amazing job putting together Reb Katz's notes. So in Reb Katz's shiur, he presents Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the original sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, but he never presents the pure form of Rabbeinu Tam, which we believe is the Emes. In other words, the way Rabbeinu Tam is presented is either the split between Hamotzi or Chala, Vamei Ben Yavin, or the conventional way is Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, in other words, the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Yonah, that says that Das is important. And that's, where did Rav Katz get that from? So Rav Katz is very much goes with the Chazon Ish. So that's from based on the Chazon Ish. So I just want to point out that we're being mefakdek on that part, that we're saying if you look, although Orit maybe want to defend it over here, they're beautiful. So this Mechapta Shel Torah. Who says a Shunabek guy can't fight with a Kolo fellow? You do a sugi well, you could talk and learn with anybody. I have a important story to say about that. So you do the sugi well, this is what you have to decide whether you agree with me. It could be you think that I'm wrong. That's fine too. So, but if you worked on a sugi, you fight with them. You say, the way Rav Katz presented it, I'm not sure I understand it this way. But Araya, I found this, I saw Rabbeinu Tam the Sefer HaYashar. So basically what we're doing is we're creating a Mochamta Shel Torah that Rabbeinu Tam's position through the generations was presented as seen in Rabbeinu Yonah. But if you look in Rabbeinu Tam himself, it could very well be that Rabbeinu Tam is a purist position. And I'll photocopy, for those of you who are interested, I'll photocopy you Reb Shimon's notes from Reb Katz's year. That's how it's presented. And we're being methodic with that, and we're saying maybe there's a... Go ahead, or... Oh, well, by the way, the important story. There was a tremendous... He's now, must be in his early 80s now. The Talmud Chacham, I mentioned this to the Talmidim in the past. It's broken, Etano.
Yes, definitely broken.
Definitely broken. All right, so I'll tell stories today. So, there was this big Talmud Chacham, whose name is Reb Shlomo Pearl. Reb Shlomo Pearl is now probably in his early 80s. I did Kiruv with his son. When I was a teenager, so let's say I was a teenager 20 years ago, his father then, he's got to be well into his 80s. And he should be well. You could get his shurim online. Anyhow, Reb Shlomo Pearl, who's now known in Flatbush, which is the... Flatbush and Borough Park is the Chutzlar's version of trying to recreate Geula and Mea Shearim, although I don't know if they did it exactly, but it's an attempt. So Reb Shlomo Pearl is one of the poskim in Hilchos Shabbos in Flatbush. He's well known in the Brooklyn area. He's very close to David Feinstein. So if you want to know the position of the Feinsteins coming from Ramesh, you go to Reb Shlomo Pearl. So I was listening to a tape of Reb Shlomo Pearl's, and he tells a story, and I've heard from other people that they've heard the story from him as well. I'll tell you even why I was listening to the tape. I was doing Erevin at the time. I mentioned this to you guys, no? Any mentions? Oh, good. So it is an important lesson. So I was listening to the tape in Erevin. If you're with it, so you'll know there's a big controversy in New York about the Erev in Brooklyn and Manhattan and so on. I made reference to it, Rav Schechter's approach to it and so on. So Rav Moshe Feinstein is a big machmir in this regard, but the Talmidim of Rav Moshe mamish go with it Yehari Val Yavar, and they go with Rav Moshe Shita. I told you Rav Schechter's reaction to me when I mentioned the Rav Moshe Shita. He said, say it again. By the way, Rav Schechter's nicer when he comes to Tivarya than he is in he's nice to the guys. At the end of the day, it's a recruiting mission. Right? Ravina's nicer to the guys. Well, no, Ravina's an exception. there are no rules by our Rosh Hashiva. So in recruiting in general, Ravina doesn't do necessarily what's the smartest for business. He does what his gut feels. So, but anyhow, in business, it's kedai to be smart, to at least be nice to the guys in the beginning before they come this year. Anyhow, so Rav Schechter is relatively nice, which is good. He should be. The guys are 18 years old and so on. He can't be tough on them. So, So Rav Schachter holds that this mahalach of Ramayshi he finds not mufruch at all. But in Brooklyn, there are many who live and die with this mahalach of Ramayshi Feinstein. Al-Kidei Kakla became really, really machlokas. It's Chil Shabbos, according to Ramayshi, they hold. So it got very, very touchy because they began to passel each other, the Edim, people from being an Edim Kedushin, if they carried in Brooklyn with the Erev. Those people who felt so strongly, it's Mamish Chil Shabbos. Moshe said it. Okay, but there are other Rabbanim disagree. Every once in a while, you got to be careful, even if you believe that your position is correct, not to passel somebody else. That's a little too far. Even if you go out of self to Ramesh's position. Anyhow, Ramesh's position is very nuanced, and so I wanted to understand that not only in the tshuvas, because anything Ramesh says is golden. But here you see the gaps of the paisik. Rav Shachter last night mentioned Ramesh, he started crying. But still, that doesn't mean if Ramesh says something that doesn't make sense to him, he's going to all of a sudden just go with Ramesh. Right? So he doesn't go with Ramesh by Erevin. So I want to understand Ramesh's position because I had only really heard Shirin from Rav Shachter and Erevin. So I got a hold of Rav Shlomo Pearl's tape where he discusses the official Feinstein position. He said, when he discussed Rav David Feinstein, Rav Shlita, Rav David Feinstein said, this is our position. Because Ramesh is still alive. Ramesh is still alive. Brok Kara Davur, Rav David Feinstein is the presentation of Ramesh. My brother, may he be well, says that he still feels, Rav Aaron Cutler, they just celebrated his 50th yard site. My brother told me he feels his Rosh Yeshiva is Rav Aaron Cutler. In Lakewood, they've managed to keep Rav Aaron alive. Not the Lubavitcher way of keeping it alive. They managed to keep Rav Aaron alive in a way that they mapped. My brother says he feels his Rosh Yeshiva is Rav Aaron. So that's a tremendous kunst because Rav Aaron didn't write a lot. One thing, you know, when you have a lot of the writings and so on. But anyhow, so Ramesh is still alive. Rav David Feinstein, Brok Harada, who he has this mahalach. So Rav Shlomo Pearl presented that mahalach. He presented it very, very clearly. I think it was at the end of that shiur. Maybe it was in a different context. Rav Shlomo Pearl then went on to give a pitch for the night kola. It was in a night kola. What's his night kola? He has people who are quote unquote Balabatim who come to learn at night on Miktsoa and Halacha, and he says to them, when I was 55 years old, I retired as a public school teacher, and he said, I looked into the mirror and I saw an overweight Ama Aretz. So at that moment I decided two things. He said, I was retired, I was thinking what I'm going to do now. He said, I learned in yeshiva a little bit when I was 18, 19, 20 years old. That was it. Then he went out to work. People went out to work. So he went out to work, but he said, I felt like I never did know enough. And I decided that moment, maybe he sold himself short, maybe not, said to become a Baki B'Shas, starting at age 55, that's not going to happen. It's 15 years after Rabbi Akiva. He said, what am I going to do? I'm going to do it. It's so scary. I'm so close to Rabbi Akiva's age. It's scary. Like, that's the turning point. That's the turning point where, that's the nace of Rabbi Akiva. So he says at age fifty five, he says, I decide that I'm going to choose one area in halacha that I'm going to work on for 3-4 years, a significant area, and I'm going to be able to speak and learning with every Talmud Chacham in the world. And he chose Hilchos Shabbos. And he learned Masechta Shabbos from cover to cover. And then he did it a few times with Chazaris. And then he started Tur Beis Yosef. And then he started Mishneh Berurah. And he's now recognized in the world, in all worlds, the black world and white world, as a significant Bar Hochi in Hilchos Shabbos. And he started at age 55. You guys are 18. He decided this is going to become his thing. And now he's mamish a world expert. It's now 30 years later, 25 years later, and he still, I see Baruch Hashem, I see online, he's still giving shiurim, and he's still, and so on. I remember him as a fellow, just retired. But he set his mind to it, and he did. Now he's one of the world's experts in Hilchos Shabbos. It's a tremendous, tremendous lesson. And that is that if a person sets their mind to something, if you spend a week and you work and you harav in the sugya of Tchilaso, Isa, Sofa, Sufganin, there's no reason why you can't speak with everybody, including Rav Katz, on the sugya. Why is it only that the guys in the kol surround Katz? Why can't you?
You could.
Because the answer is, you say I'm not roi lekach. One time I asked for Rav Ranspiegel, Rav Shechter was giving shir on the west side on Matzoy Shabbos. He gives a shir in the Bayan HaShigel. Some of his best shiurim online are from that time. That's where he lets his hair down a little. And he talks serious Torah. Doesn't only talk Hashkafa and so on. He talks serious Torah, and he talks very much L'maisa, because he knows the Baal Batim need, in 1 hour, they need a lot of Hadracha L'maisa. He talks even controversial topics. So in my shul, they were discussing, or I was discussing, so I don't remember exactly how it evolved, whether I should say a shir on Matzoy Shabbos when I was on the west side. So I tell Rabbi Ranspiegel, I'm opposed to it because it's at the same time that Rav Shechter says the shir. So Rav Shechter said, so Rabbi Ranspiegel said to me, Chaim, that's false anava. Big, big, big mussar. He said, there's something called false anava. The person is an anav, but it's false. It's not the right type of anava whatsoever. He said, this is the definition of false anava. If there's one person that could gain from you learning, from teaching them, then that's kedai. If a person is shirking his responsibility and saying, I can't do it, me ani, to do the sugya, it's no way, it's not shayach. I'm going to speak with guys who've been learning in 25, 30 years and learning. Rabosai, if people would say that, then you wouldn't have another generation tell me the chachamim. For sure, yiftach b'dayra, kishmol b'dayra. That when it comes to every generation, we're nothing. You know, Rav Shechter was quoting, I was thinking, you know, it's interesting. What would the achronim be quoted? The primary achronim quoted Rav Chan Vassar, who was killed like Kiddush Hashem by the Nazis. He quoted the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhik Glover Rebbe Zecher Tzadik, the Kodesh of Racha, who was killed by the Nazis. He was the last Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin. He called the Rugged Shavar, who passed away a little bit before the war. These were Anakim. These were giants. The Kozhik Glover Rebbe's Tshuvas are beautiful, beautiful Tshuvas, the Eretz Tzvi. You know what the Kozhik Glover Seder Ayom was? Kozhik Glover was like our Rebbe, maybe, well, Rav Nevinsel was in Talisman Tefillin until 12, 1 o'clock. He was learning, he davened for about 3 hours a day. And he would like eat breakfast at about one. About this time, was the time he was taking off his Talisman Tefillin with Hachanas 2 hours before davening. And then in those days, the Hasidish style of davening late, that was with real hachanas beforehand, 1 or 2 hours of hachanas beforehand, then davening was two and a half hours, and then they would learn Mishnayis afterwards, and then they would learn Shulchan Aruch, and then they would start their Iyun Seder after he ate breakfast at about 1 o'clock in the morning. Then they started Iyun Seder. These were anakim in avoda and tari. We're nothing compared to them. Even though Rav Shechter made almost a joke out of the shita in terms of making schnapps, about what bracha you make on schnapps, whether you can make these. We're giants. So we could say, we could exempt ourselves and say, there's no way we're going to reach their madrega. It's true, there's no way we're going to come close. The Chazon Ish, that chutzpah that we have to disagree with the Chazon Ish? It's crazy! We gave back to Rav Shimon. The Chazon Ish had Kol HaTorah Kula on his fingertips. Kol HaTorah Kula. And I'm not talking about the way we talk about Bikim today. And we're thinking about the giants of today. The giants of today that have Kol HaTorah Kula fingertips are nothing compared to the Kol HaTorah Kula fingertips of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was Makiv Kol HaTorah Kula from the Pasuk to the Poskim Ad HaSof. Mamish Ad HaSof. And we're talking about all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. The Chazon Ish had Brachos Ad HaSof and Maseches Kalim and Maseches Olos Ad HaSof. So what chutzpah do we even have to even be Maharer after the Chazon Ish? The answer is, that's the Tafkid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Tafkid. said, you have a responsibility to put your head to understand ad asof. And if it comes out that you're saying different than the Chazon Ish, so you have to realize that you're on nothing compared to the Chazon Ish. But at the end of the day, this is the way I see the sugya. And if I present it otherwise, so first I'll have to contextualize. Probably if the Chazon Ish didn't have to say for Yosher. And maybe I totally misunderstand, disagree with me, Talmidim. But at the end of the day, to present it otherwise is to falsify Torah. The Vilna Gaon Mamish would disagree with Rishayim. So they asked the Vilna Gaon, how can you disagree with Rishayim? You think you're on the same darga of the Ramban? The Vilna Gaon felt he was of nothing compared to Ramban. So how could the Vilna Gaon say, oh, there's a machlokas Rambam, Ramban. I'm going to learn like the Rambam, not like the Ramban. I'm going to say Rambam is right, he says the Ramban is wrong. And the Pshar of the Ramah is wrong. Pshar of the Ramah is wrong. Why is the Pshar of the Ramah wrong? Because I have a sugi against the Ramban. So they asked him, how could he do this? So the Gra said, what do you mean? I'm a chuyiv to do it. The chiyuv of a dayan. A dayan is not allowed, lo sakiru panim. If there's a wealthy man and a poor man that come in, the dayan is not allowed to take sides like the wealthy man against the poor man. Even though the wealthy man was a tzaddik and the poor man was a rasha. Tzaddik or Rasha, you can't choose based on the tzaddik versus the Rasha. You have to look at the facts of the case. Leisaki Rupanim, says the Vilna Gaon, I learned up the sugya. Now we're learning up the sugya, we can't say that we're mamish paschinim. We're learning up the sugya. But the Vilna Gaon said, I learned up the sugya. Vilna Gaon had Shisha Sidrei Mishnah on his fingertips. And the Vilna Gaon had Kala Torah Kula on his fingertips. The Vilna Gaon says, I'm a chuyiv to choose sides. If not, I'd be over on Losaki Rupanim. So in one millionth of it, we have the same responsibility. And that is, we can't just say, oh, he says this, and he says that, and he says this, and he says that. And we learn, no. That's not V'gisa b'yom v'lada. That's not what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to plumb the demes, the depths, to reach the point of emes. And a person doesn't do that. A person says, oh, my Rebbe said so. But he has to realize how small he is compared to him. But at the end of the day, he needs to do everything with Yigia, with a chippus ha-emes, not just collecting shitas, collection, like a baseball card collection. He holds this, he holds that, he hit 343, I still remember, Don Mattingly finished in 19, when was the year that they had the batting race, Don Mattingly and Dave Winfield, the year I've already forgotten. 343 versus, I think Mattingly hit... Eitan's working on it. I see Eitan's working on it. But anyhow, so this one, he hit this and he hit that. This is how many times this Pesach memorized Shas, this other. And so he says this, he says that. No, das heißt nicht lernen. That's not called learning at all. Learning is where a person does Yigia ad emes. Ad emes. Okay. Now let's go to Halach Lamaisa. You have a photocopy of the Eli Rabba? So Rabbo said we're going to pick up the Tor Beis Yosef tomorrow, but Bli Neder, make sure everybody has all the photocopies for everything. By the way, open up your Shulchan Aruch. I see the top. The guys did a great job draw photocopy. I just want you to see it first in the Shulchan Aruch. So if you could open up your Shulchan Aruch too, that would be fantastic. Please make sure tomorrow that we have, by hook or by crook, all the photocopies. That means the Torah Beis Yosef Siman Kuf Samaches, particularly Sif Yud Gimel. The truth of Sif Yud Gimel is critical, as well as you need the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah. Rabotai, could someone read for me, please? Siman Kuf Yud Beis, the last Sif. Kuf, no, Reish Yud Beis, I mean. Reish Yud Beis, the last Sif. I don't have that for Shulchan. Oh, but I do. I gave it to the test. So you know what, then I'll read it. Okay? Simin Reish Yud Beis, let's follow the bouncing ball over here that Rav Willig Shlita quoted on Shabbos as reported to me. Hayilafanav. No? Reish Yud Beis. Markechas, if you have a mixture of food, Sheminichin al rikikin dakim, that you have some type of tafshel that was put on a wafer. Osim rikikim havit feilal merkachas. those wafers are considered bottle to the merkachas. Shadover yedua she'im miskavim lechol lechem. It's well known that his intention is not to eat bread. Then why are you eating the wafer? If your intention is not to eat the wafers, then why are you eating it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot in your gimel, lechol lechem, rak shibon ledabek hamerkachas elein shloyitan fuay yadayim. You know what the wafer is for? It's there for gloves. The reason you're doing it is there for gloves because you don't want the merkachas, this whatever this tafshil is of duvshanin and so on, to sully your hands. Says the Elyo Rabba, Siv Koton Zayin Elyo Rabba, She'em is gavnin lechol lechem, Avol b'medina zelu. He's quoting now Magen Avraham. But in our circles, we found a way, like as many many times it happens in manufacturing, we found a way to make it taste good. In other words, it serves as a dual purpose. On the one hand, you don't want to put the stuff on your hands, this jam on your hands. On the other hand, we found a way to make it taste good. Says the Magen Avraham, Sheminichem akatzal v'shan sheton machlo kavnoso gam kenach nisadim shanim muvarech aleim. Then in such a case, your kavon is also for the brisket. Ad kan loshem Magen Avraham. V'tzarachiyun. Shalo hizgur mashikos v'emit bracha v'shalo v'nevarech al makachas v'potar adim shanim shekoran lekech sh'ala munachas hanu yudim. He says, but I'm bothered that in such a case, the Shalah says that even if it's you want a little bit, it tastes good, but nevertheless, the lakuch, this was some type of doughy thing that was there to hold the jam, you make a bracha on shahako, because the primary thing, the ikar is what? The ikar is the jam. The fact that you enjoy it a little, don't worry about it. The ikar is the jam. Ikar v'tafel, you follow this as being the ikar. Ooh, a big chiddush. What's the big chiddush over here? The big chiddush is what? The big chiddush is that when it comes to the jam and the biscuit, we see that that even if you're getting a little bit of enjoyment from the biscuit, you follow the ikur being the jam and the jelly. Says El Yo Rabba, V'ulai mayri kishimechavein she'ein ocho el mishum merkachas l'chud. If your primary motivation over here was for the jam, so then we ignore the fact that you wanted the biscuit, because at the end of the day, as the regular rules of Ikar HaTafel. So what do we see from here? Rav Willich Shlita said that we see from here an important yisod. It's an important yisod of Eli Rabba. And that is that every once in a while, when you have jam, so then, even if you're also having the cracker, the ikar you focus in is on what? You focus in on the jam. So maybe one could say, in regards to schnitzel, again, this is all hearsay, going from what I heard from Rav Shimon, that, and that has to be kept in mind very much, I'm just going on what hearsay, that in such a case, the halacha would be that you make a shahakal as well, because clearly, no one's going to say that he came to eat breadcrumbs. He came to eat chicken, and therefore the bracha should be shahakal. Rabosai, is this a strong raya? What do you think? Strong raya? Yes, Ben?
Schnitzel yesterday is not a strong raya.
But let's leave aside schnitzel yesterday. Let's talk about the Rav David schnitzel that Rav David presented right here. Schnitzel right here. Forget about yesterday's schnitzel. Yes? Is there a raya? The Chur Rabosai, I don't think it's a strong raya at all. Why is that? Because there's a fundamental difference between the Shiloh of Ikar V'Tafel, which starts in the sugya of the herring that's sitting on the cracker that you're putting on that you want to protect your throat, which now the poskim are extending. Oh, not only if you're protecting your throat, but even if it's not the primary thing there, it's the we focus on what the ikar is, what's your primary motivation. And Rabbi Willig is right. This is a very important Meir Makom. Very important Meir Makom. But there's a chiluk between this and the schnitzel that I think is at the crux of it. And therefore, okay, what's the chiluk, Rabbi Osai? The chiluk is the whole reason we were saying you make a mazonos is because it's with the assumption that the breadcrumbs is giving off tam into the chicken. Here, there's no indication whatsoever that the biscuit is giving off tam. It's not even necessarily being cooked together. That's giving off tam into the jelly. Hence, the Elio Rabbis sends a major chiddush that in terms of ikur v'tafel, so then you say that the ikur is the jam. But where the breadcrumbs is giving off tam into the chicken, that's a different seer. Now, yesh lo dunat, then you have to start again. Whether it gives off tam. But this raya, l'chura, is not l'niyas da'in again. Rabbi Willig is one of my rabbeim. I did shimush from him in Elio Rabbis. But at the same time, there's as I told you before, that our responsibility is to learn the halacha best that we can, and especially that Rav Neman Sala told me 4 years ago that the bracha is mizonos, that we're defending that mahalach, and I think that's the MS as well. So as far as this raya is concerned, then it falls away. In terms of what Rav Schechter said yesterday, I think it's just a question I missed from the question and answers, but from where he went back, and I heard then he said, well, then that's what he said, it's a shakal, it's a question of just getting down the metzius. Rav Schechter seemed to agree that if Rav Yosha's metzius was correct, if Rav Yosha understood the metzius that it gives off tam, then he would himself say that the bracha is mizonos. Either way, whatever Rav Schechter, I'm not speaking for Rav Schechter now, I would never speak for Rav Schechter, I'm just showing you that this Elio Rabba, I don't think is a raya. There was one more raya that Rabbi Willig brought, that was the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So Be'ezer Hashem, you show me where that Shulchan Aruch HaRav is. I looked for it, I want to, you show me where the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is, and then Be'ezer Hashem, we'll see.